So we're looking at equipping the church based on Ephesians 4, 11 to 16. I'm tempted to read it again, so you've really got it in your head. Is that okay? Okay. So which reads, so Christ himself gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors, and teachers to equip his people for works of service, so that the body of Christ may be built up until we reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature, attaining to the whole measure and fullness of Christ. Then we will no longer be infants tossed back and forth by the waves and blown here and there by every word of teaching and by the cunning and craftiness of people in their deceitful scheming. Instead, speaking the truth in love, we will grow to become in every respect the mature body of him who is the head, that is Christ. From the whole body, joined and held together by every supporting ligament, which grows and builds itself up in love as each part does its work. Now, the first three chapters in Ephesians are talking about the glorious riches that we have in Christ. Forgiveness, redemption, adoption, being strengthened with power, and saved by grace to live a life worthy of the calling we have received. Now, in this section of Ephesians 4, it talks about the fivefold ministry that Christ gave us in order for us to be built up and work in unity in faith, knowing God, becoming mature in the fullness of Christ. So the first section, which is Ephesians 4, 11 to 13, it gives us the framework for building a glorious church. The later section, 14 to 16, enables the church to work within the frame that Christ has provided. As much, it says that the general provisions of the Lord, the church will do great, but if she, as has happened in many cases in history, steps outside the God-given boundaries, she will suffer and eventually die. So we need to be careful to be really rooted in Christ. The beginning of the chapter sets out the fivefold ministry. So what is it? Well, the fivefold ministry is a biblical establishment by Jesus Christ. It is to help form and grow the church. Some would even call it a form of church government. The Bible says in Ephesians 4, it's he who gave some apostles, others as prophets. He refers to the five roles that God has called Christians to fill. So the roles are apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. Each of these roles is important, not just for the early church, but for the body of Christ today to function properly. So we're going to look at these gifts, starting with apostle. So the gift of the apostle, well, apostle means sent one. Someone who is commissioned with a message. These are the church planters, the missionaries. If you remember that Christianity was a new concept when this was written in the first century, and the establishing congregations in regions that were, less than welcoming was no easy task. The early apostles were the ones who examined the culture and decided the best ways to establish a place for the church to thrive. An apostle possesses leadership traits like communicating a game plan, challenging people to raise their standards and motivating them to grow. They aren't easily swayed, and when things get tough, the person that is sent to lead will judge a situation with the bigger picture in mind. A congregation with strong apostle gifting is one that benefits from a clear vision and in an environment where complacency with the status quo doesn't last long. Apostles put both a demand on the growth of the individual believer and ultimately the effectiveness of the church body within the region they are sent. So next, the gift of the prophet, hearing and releasing. This is someone who reveals God's heart, discerns and hears God's voice. When we hear the term prophet, we often think of unique individuals in scripture. We all know the prophets. And in turn, they would stand among the people proclaiming God's message of what is to come. Now, to demystify this a bit, think of when somebody is in tune with God's will. Now, we have all, every one of us, been given the gift to hear from God. And that is why prayer is so important. God speaks to all of us. And a prophetic person commits to being sensitive to God's voice and contributes by sharing what God is putting on their hearts. So a church with a prophetic focus is one where God's word, particularly his will for the days ahead, is released and all benefit. Now it speaks in 1 Corinthians 14, verse 3, but the one who prophesies speaks to people for their strengthening, encouraging, and comfort. And it's really important that we remember that when we prophesy. Does it edify? Does it encourage? Does it strengthen? So next, the work of the evangelist. An invitation of good news. So someone who brings the good news of salvation and proclaims and celebrates transformation. The root word actually means messenger of good news. And of course, that's the gospel. The gift of an evangelist is to clearly communicate the fundamental truth that God loves and forgives his people. And that there is a way, he's made a way through the cross to have a relationship with him through salvation, which can't be lost. It can't be lost. The result is that many who hear are drawn to both Jesus and are compelled to follow him. To put it simply, this is the gift of an invitation to a life with God. A strong and vibrant church is a group of people that aren't afraid to step out of the four walls of the church, of the building, to meet new people and introduce them to faith. It's upon accepting that invitation that all the other fivefold gifts kick in to advance them, to forward them in their work. But it all starts with the evangelist. That's how we get people to church. Next, the care of a pastor, love and security. Now, the Greek word for pastor is poimenes. I don't know how you say it. I think that's it. P-O-I-M-E-N-A-S. And it means to shepherd, to look after, to care for, to bring life and be a part of a family. The pastor is one of the most popular gifts. Why? Because a pastoral person is a shepherd at heart. They love people deeply and want to care for people. A person with a pastor's heart will go to great lengths to make people feel safe and secure. This is an extremely vital role in the church because where the apostolic gift is forward thinking, the prophetic is always looking upward, the evangelist is looking outward. A pastoral gift meets you right where you are and asks, how are you? Do you want to get a coffee? You know. So when a congregation knows they are loved and that there are people that are genuinely concerned for their well-being, it contributes to an environment where they can set all aside and grow with confidence and contentment. So next we have teacher, somebody who loves the word of God. A great teacher makes a subject come alive. Johnny often does this. And he communicates, well, they communicate the fundamentals of how even to read the Bible. They have a gift to share principles that can be easily understood and applied. A teacher is thorough and patient and knows how to break down complex topics in a way that's easily digestible. Now, the Bible is a compilation of books that detail the covenants between man and God. There is so much that God has placed in there about his will for our lives and even our own identity. The word is an incredible journey and glimpse also into the world's history. In Christianity, a good teacher will connect divine revelation with wisdom and reason. The congregation that has access to a strong teaching gift will have a strong foundation of principles and understanding that is not easily swayed. It is a very powerful place to know why you believe what you believe. And the fivefold ministry gift of the teachers plays a really big role in that. So we discussed the five. So are they relevant for today's church? Well, we find the fivefold structure in the first century throughout the book of Acts, but it's absolutely built for today's church too. The Great Commission is alive and well. Every day there's a new generation of people being born and needing to know God. Today's church needs the leadership and vision of the apostle. God's voice has never stopped. Therefore, the prophetic is also vital. God is still looking for people to boldly share his love like an evangelist, or love and care for people like a pastor. And last but not least, sound teaching and biblical principles are needed to strengthen people's faith and understanding. And that's the role of the teacher. We have a modern church structure that is somewhat incomplete if there is often emphasis only on a portion of the fivefold ministry, mainly the pastoral gifts. This makes for an interesting dynamic where people are cared for, but without the fivefold ministry gifts to also contribute, the body of Christ struggles to grow. Where would the church be if we took the first century structure to heart and applied it in a way that was relevant today? I present that we would have a more well-rounded, effective church that would be a greater light to the world. The fivefold apostolic ministry was vital in the building of the church, of building the first century church in the tumultuous times of the Roman Empire. As we face new challenges today, there is a case to be made that the reinstitution of the fivefold ministry gifts are what is needed to make the church an effective voice in the world. It is more than a church model, and most certainly not a denomination. The fivefold ministry is part of God's plan for the body of believers, and when intentionally applied, yields tremendous results. So what does it do? Well, it teaches in Ephesians 4:11-16 that it's got the following outcomes. It equips the believers for works of service. It builds up the body of believers in growth and maturity. It creates unity of faith, increase in knowledge about God, Jesus, and the kingdom. It grows believers to be mature in their faith with sound doctrine, develops strong believers who are secure in their faith, matures the saints. We are all the saints. Matures the saints to be able to stand in the face of challenges and deceit of the world. And it disciples believers in continual growth with an ever-increasing outward manifestation of love. In summary, the fivefold ministry is a framework to grow, build, and mature the body of Christ, to continue the workings of Christ through the lives of us, the saints. Now, all throughout the letter, Paul draws us to look again at the source of every spiritual blessing, and that Christ made it possible for us to be adopted as sons and daughters into God's family, to be overwhelmed with gratitude for the gift of salvation through Christ's death. We have been given an inheritance through the mercy of God, and the Holy Spirit transforms us. Ephesians 4:11, this passage we're looking at, to 16, is one of the most powerful passages in the Bible after the cross. We are not only to understand what God has done for the church in Christ by saving her, but what he saved her for. We must not only get excited about the work of the cross, but also the purpose of the cross. In verse 16, it concludes that the edification of the body must occur in love. This refers to the love of God. He gave up his son to save the world. And part of our job as the church, the body of Christ, is to bring this message of salvation to the world. We should be growing in grace and knowledge and true love, always remembering that no matter how small or seemingly insignificant we are, it's important that all parts of the body work smoothly and in harmony. Christ is the living head of the church. As members and parts of the body, we need to be healthy in order to accomplish our task given to us by God. Ephesians 4 is a call to us as a congregation to recommit to Christ, to recommit his church, and a recommitment to the work of Christ in the world. God promises that his body, the church, will grow and build itself up, and each part does it does its work. Each of us has a responsibility to the local congregation in which God has placed us. Each of us is to do his or her part and make our contribution as God intended. Paul reminds us in Ephesians to live a life worthy of the calling that we have received. And for Paul, that started with being like Jesus in humility, gentleness, patience, and bearing each other in love. God wants us to bring our lives into balance with good news, to reshape our story with the gospel story. He wants us to become unified and mature as a church. Now, we live out our unity in diversity. We all have different gifts. We all have a different part of the body to play. Christ is the head, but we must work in unity and unison, maturing in our faith to become more and more Christ-like, Jesus-centered, and usher people into the kingdom. We must be built up, edify, and become mature with character, not be led astray. So we must use our gifts with purpose and fullness, listening to one another, taking direction, being completely humble, gentle, patient, and bearing one another in love with peace, grace, and unity of Christ. We move towards this goal together with every part speaking the truth in love to one another. Pastors and teachers do this to equip God's people, who in turn do this to become more unified in faith and love, discipling people for a common purpose, to grow in love for Jesus Christ and each other. We need to be discipling people for a common purpose, to grow in love for Christ Jesus and each other. We need to give ourselves mission to introduce and win people for Christ and influence our community and sustain a personal relationship with God. We need to remain teachable, faithful, and committed. Christ has put us together as a team, He is the head, he's the captain, but we must serve side by side. Mike Pilavachi once said that the church is like a football match. There's 22,000 fans desperately in need of exercise, watching 22 players desperately in need of rest. Well, we need that flipped. We need 22 leaders cheering 22,000 participants doing the stuff of Jesus and his kingdom. Each of us has a role to play. We are each members, ligaments of the body, and we need to strengthen each other with our belief, our faith, our commitment to bind us together as a team. So do you want to be part of building this body up so it grows in love through Christ Jesus? Think about how you can serve and play your part. Okay, that's it.